So we got it. It's Pesach, Mamash Pesach. So we're going to see a piece. It's in the middle of a Torah, Kutimran, Rabbi Nachman, in Torah Chaf. It's right in the middle. It talks about the Haggadah, the Seder a little bit in his way. And there's a little bit of a Hagdama for those who don't know. So the Arizal tells us that the Gullus of Mitzrayim, there's a double Gullus, right? Everybody thinks Gullus is, huh? Right, so when it comes to the Gullus of Mitzrayim, if you learn Pashit, it means that we were slaves. We're slaves. We had to work from the Mitzrayim. We got beat. Right, weren't allowed out. But the Arizal tells us that in a deeper way, the Gullus, right? Because we know that there's an outer and there's an inner. Everything in this world has a Chitzonis and a Pnimius. So when it comes to the Pnimius, the Gullus was a Gullus Hadas. It's called Gullus Hadibur. Different places, the Arizal says different things. Right, an exile of the mind, the das, an exile of the speech, of the dibur. And das and dibur, as we'll see, but das and dibur are very, very connected, very simply. You can only speak out what you think about, right? We know that Chabad, we're not going to, of course, we have no time to go into all the depth of everything and even scratching the surface. We can't even scratch the surface, but it's Chacham Bina and there's das, right? Chacham Bina das then sends down into the next part of the system. What's the next part of the system? Of course, your eyes, we're not going to get into that now, and your ears, but then your mouth. Your mouth, right? What you say. You only say what you can, not what you've actively thought about. Sometimes we speak without thinking, but it definitely comes from some part of the mind. So, of course, Das and Dibur are very connected, and if one is going to be compromised, if the Das is going to be compromised, and the Das is going to be the Shorish of the Dibur, so the Dibur is also going to be compromised. On the other hand, just parenthetically, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is, I don't want to say it's in the Maharal exactly, because I can't say I saw it inside, but Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Ish Das, as we'll see, right, he was the head of the Dordea, he had such a high-level Das, it was too much for his system, and that's why he had a speech impediment, according to those who say that he couldn't speak properly. He had too much das. We're talking about where our das is enslaved, and therefore we also have a problem with our dibur. Going to be a different problem than Moshe Rabbeinu, but somewhat similar from opposite directions, yeah? So we're going to see a little tiny piece here from Rabbi Nachman, again, Likutei Moran. It's very, very terse, because it wasn't his main point at all. And we'll try in our way to expand a little bit and to just get a little bit of a big Eitzah, happens to be a big, big Eitzah when it comes to the Seder night. This is the first time I've actually seen this. And we know we've learned together that Rabbi Nassim teaches that the Iker of Rabbi Nachman, the Iker, his point was to give over Eitzahs, to give over pieces of advice that Lamaisa we should use. Yes, Rabbi Nachman goes through long expositions, he goes through long Torahs to explain the inner mechanics of how these things work, and it's unbelievable, and we learn a lot on the way. But when Rabbi Nachman says that the way to be mamtik, to sweeten din, when bombs are falling, is to clap and dance, he really means it. Of course, you also have to, those who have to do a shtadlis to do what they have to do, of course. But we have to clap and dance. And then he went through whole Torah to explain why, or really to be mamtik a gezar din. Everything is very dogistic. When you to be mamtik a gezar din, clap and dance. That's what Rabbi Nachman says, and then he goes through a whole Torah. How does that come to be? But so of clapping and dancing. So too over here, we're going to learn an Eitzah, a very, very important Eitzah for our Sadarim, those who are leading a Seder, very, very important. So let's see. So Rabbi Nachman says, he has over here, Vayareu lana mitzrim, vanitzak el Hashem elokeinu vayishlach malach. Pop quiz for everybody in the room, except for the Balkore who's sitting in the corner. Where is this pasuk? Vayareu lana hamitzrim, vanitzak, right? The mitzrim were ra, they were bad. Vanitzak el Hashem, we called out, we cried out to Hashem, Elokeinu, v'yishlach malach, and he sent the malach. So first guess, you'd say, of course, it's Shemos, not in Shemos. Then you might say, well, the drushes from the Haggadah come from, right, the main crux of the Haggadah, of the Magid portion of the Haggadah, of the Seder, does not come from the Psukim in Shemos. They're very similar, but it really comes from the Arami Oved Avi from Parshas Kisavo, the Vidoy Bikurim. But this pasuk's not from there either. Where is it from?
I don't know.
Oh. Actually, I don't know for a while also. I was like, It's a mamash apeli. Like, you can learn chumash a million times, and then certain times, there's psukim, it just slipped you every year. When Moshe and Klal Yisrael wanted to pass through Edom, so he sent messengers to the king of Edom, Melech Edom, saying, please let us pass, we don't want to fight. And he sent the whole thing about, we did love Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim were bad to us, we screamed out to Hashem, and Hashem sent the Malach to take us out. So this is what he sent to the Melech of Edom. Interesting. Just a little bit of a, okay, we'll get to the Ramazim soon. So who's the Malach? Says Rabbi Nachman. Perishu Chachmeinu Zecharon Levrochach, and Rashi brings down Zeh Moshe. Moshe was the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know. Now, by Makas Bechoros, Hashem himself went down. Ani v'lo Malach, me and not Moshe. But in general, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one sent, of course, to take Klal Yisrael out. So now Rabbi Nachman is going to explain. One more line. Vayotzeinu, and Hashem took us out. Right? Tsei ulamad, right? So he says, what's Vayotzeinu? Ki pegam habris, hu pegam hadas. So he says, pegam habris, we'll discuss what that means. Someone's pogam the bris, then he's really pogam in the das. See, most people, when they learn pegam habris, they always learn it in the most lamaisedik way. But really, pegam habris, bris means the covenant, bris means a connection. Right? That's what a bris means. It's funny, we have a bris milah where we're cutting off, and then we have a bris between Avram and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a bris ben Avsarim where we're connecting, making a covenant. Right? It's interesting.
Well, it really was a cutting first.
Well, there was a cutting of the, you're saying, of the karbanos.
Yeah.
So that could be one of the pshatim why it's called the bris. But bris also means, in general, we use bris meaning as a connection between two people. They made a bris together. Lavan and Yaakov, they made a bris. Right? There was no cutting of the animals over there. So sometimes bris means it's you're cutting away to connect. Like with the bris milah, it's just parenthetical. You're cutting away the arla in order to connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Right? A person has a baby has an arla, or he grows up with an arla, he can't eat the Karm Pesach. He's somewhat a Jew, not a Jew, many halachic ramifications. So bris milah, you cut off in order to make a bris. Okay, end parentheses. So pagama bris is pagam really of das. Because das is the faculty of the mind, chacham bina das, that allows one to make connections. Okay? Between one and the next. And we'll get a little bit more into it soon. But b'chinas, he brings a pasuk, v'yeda Adam. And Adam knew. Adam, in one sense, it means he knew his wife. In the other sense, it means he was intimate with his wife. So v'yeda, which means das, also has to do with bris. Physically the bris, but also the bris that starts in the das. So this is the beginning of the Torah. Just agav tsa'ak. No, I'm sorry, tsei. Tsei v'yotzienu. Tsei is the same gematria as malach. Right? Because who took us out? The malach, Moshe. They're both gematria 91. Which agav is a very important number also, just so we get our numbers right. What's the gematria 91? Very important. It's a big, big yichud. Two shemus of a Kaddish Baruch Hu coming together. Yudke Vavke and Alv Dal Nod Yud. 65 and 26 is 91. That's a very big shame, really, when it comes to Sukkah, because Sukkah is also gematria 91. Fine. Akopon, let's go fight.
Say, go ahead
and go to Sukkah. Oh, say, me, Dira, and go to Dira, Sarah, yeah. Also, we say it's interesting. In the Haggadah, we start off Magid. Say you Lamad. Go out and learn. What do you mean, go out and learn? Come in and learn. Right? Why are we sending people out? So one of the understandings is, in a Derech HaPinimius, it doesn't mean go out and learn. It means connecting to Yudke Vavke and Shem Adnus, that 91, say Ulaman, learn from that. Okay, that's not for now. So says Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says, V'hakol hu ma'orer hadas. Kol, which translates as sound, voice, it awakens and inspires das. V'bechinas hakol ma'orer hakavana. Like we say, that kol, again, awakens, inspires kavana. So in a very simple explanation, before we get to the little bit deeper, simple explanation is, sometimes we do things in our lives where it's totally out of rote, it's totally unconscious. We just, a person could go to davening and not even know he's in davening. A person could do a lot of things during the day, half awake, we know, because we do it. So sometimes, but if a person yells, or if you yourself say, let's say you start davening out loud. It's one of Rabbi Nachman's big eitzes. Daven out loud. Because the call, the voice, yelling, getting louder, is me'orer your das. To know where you are. Simple, just to know where you are. Person's half sleeping, and then you get the big honk, he's falling asleep at the red light, right? And the guy from the back is a little bit angry. The call is me'orer the das. In a very simple way, right? Call wakes you up. In Mitzrayim, we were in such a galus hadas that we didn't have the ability, you see, for 200 years to even cry out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A nitzak, which we're going to get to, which was the beginning of the geula, it happened 200 years in. What happened? Slowly but surely, as the servitude kicked in and we became used to it. Of course, people were, we'll see in a minute, there, of course, people were probably crying out to Hashem in words, but we'll see in a minute, they became unaware, because as anybody can become desensitized, anybody can become accustomed to even the worst situations of life, right? This over time. So you could forget, you could lose das, could have hesach das, right? An interruption of thought of where you are until there was a call of a nitzak, a scream, a something that's more of the kavanah. It's very simple, just to wake a person up to where he's holding. But if we go a little bit deeper, when it comes to Dibur, again, everything we're saying here has to do with the Golos HaDibur that we experience in Mitzrayim. The Dibur that we have is made up of many parts. It comes from a whole system. We can only speak about one part of that system now. Rabbi Nachman speaks about in different places about different parts of it. But the voice that's coming out of right now of my mouth, there's actually three parts right now. Clearly, you hear words, right? It's called Dibur. But what's behind the words, there's what's behind the words. What's like the base that the words are going off of? Kol. We're sticking to the Dibur. Kol, there's a sound, right? If I would just go like this, it's not called Dibur. You can understand what I'm saying. It's not called the Dibur. That wouldn't work in any halachic way if I had to say something. Try Sfiras Omer like that. It's not going to work. Okay? Shemoneh Esrei is a different story. I don't want to talk about Shemoneh Esrei right now.
Well, you have to whisper it. It's still a sound.
So some say not even. Okay. The Sfaradim, this and that. But not, that's, that, who says that needs a Dibur? So when I'm speaking with words, there's also a kol that's like the yesod, the base that's holding my words. And then there's one more part, even deeper. You can't have a sound unless you have air, breath. So that's called hevel. Hevel's air. Parenthetically, hevel is the same letters as lahav. Lahav to be slavas, to be excited. Right? We'll get, right? When a coal's on fire, if you blow on it, it lights up. Right? When a person davens with hevel, with a lot going on, it lights them up. So then you have hevel, and you have kol, and you have dibor. So the hevel, the air, is coming from deep within. It comes to the, whatever it's called, the, not the windpipe, the...
trachea.
I don't know. You know, I don't even know what I'm talking about. This is wherever the sound comes from over here. And then, from the different parts of my mouth, there's five parts of the mouth, whether it's the gutturals, whatever it is, the five parts of the mouth, the lips, the tongue, when you move your mouth, you move your tongue, and you move your teeth, it cuts and trims the coal, right? The coal's coming up here, and then your mouth, yeah, you can see my hand over here? Your mouth cuts it in different with different letters, based on, of course, your das, right? What do you want to say? And then it comes out with words. So a person who says, who doesn't say words, a person who just groans or just screams out, it's a kol, b'li dibur. What's deeper, dibur or kol? In pnimius, kol is deeper. Right? In halacha, in Nigla, dibor is deeper, is more powerful because you can't just scream out and say that was, you know, that's your Omer, let's just say. You actually say the words. By the Haggadah, they say it, you have to say the words. But kol comes from a deeper place. Kol's the kol of the shofar. Right? Very, very deep. The kol of the shofar comes from the deepest place. And what does it do? Kol's ma'orer. Right? A person comes to the shofar in Elul, and then on Rosh Hashanah itself, and it's not, there's no words there. It's not a jmush shmus. What the kol shofar can do if a person is having kavana can do more than a lot of mushar shmuzin that you hear. A lot of words could be said. But when that kol shofar is going, when it's real, when it's deep, it can awaken you in a very, very deep way. In a way of das. Right? V'hakol hu ma'orer hadas. Kol is ma'orer the das. Right? It's not just that, not just that the kol push wakes you up. You're speaking loud, you're falling asleep with the red light, and you hear the honk behind you, and it just wakes you up to become conscious of where you are, which is true, but it's even deeper than that. Because kol, again, Rabbi Nachman's, kol is going to come from the venitzak. Just, we're going to get back to that. Venitzak is a scream. A kol, there was no dibur. It was just a scream out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands the language of a kol. So does a mother, right? The baby's, the father's like, I don't know what the kid wants. You don't know. The mother understands. So the kol is ma'orer the das, b'chinas ha-kol ma'orer ha-kavana. So kol here is doing something deeper. It's awakening. It's moving back up. Usually, dibor, I need das to go to the dibor. But here we have kol, which sometimes is deeper. Kol is deeper than dibor. And sometimes you could have a kol, which is higher than a das. Because it's only when it hits the das does it go to dibur, but a kol can precede it, like the kol shofar. And that wakes a person up in a much deeper way. Because you could also say in another way, again, hevel, kol, and dibur, hevel's the deepest, it's the neshama, like neshima, the breath, the hevel, yes? Kol is the ruach, because it's the ruach, the winds move, the kol moves, right, which is also connected to the heart, the lave, and then there's the dibur, the most manifested, lowest in a certain way, which is connected to the nefesh, which is also connected to the sphere of malchus. Okay, follow me? Any questions?
A lot. Till malchus, that was good.
Okay, so skip malchus for now. We don't need to do the malchus part. So when we're using the kol. Kol is ma'orah can be ma'orah the lave. Right? Das is a very interesting sphere, faculty. Because das is the part of who we are that when you know something, you really, really know it. Whatever it is, it becomes emotional. You really, really understand something, it awakens your heart. Whether it's in Ava and Yira and whatever it is in. So kol can be ma'orer even emotions. That's why the kol shofar can arouse us emotionally towards tshuva more than 1,000 musar shmuzin. Right? Sometimes you hear a song, you have these songs with words, and then the songs without words. I personally find if you ever listen to songs without words, they can move you even more. Words are limited. The music's beautiful, but the words then put a limitation on the expansiveness of the song because it's these words. He's singing about this thing. But imagine I take the words away and I just have the music, which is just kol. The range is wide open. What's that can inspire a person over here. It can inspire a person this way. It can, right? You can have happy music. You can have sad music. I was just telling people about this. Certain happy music is very important, I think, that a person should listen. If he's down, right? The person's down, happy music without words. It's just instrumental. Just there's a way that they have, and there's a koach, that certain instruments, certain sounds, certain tones hit a person up, dancing, down, in not depression, but more like solemn, right? Melancholy, there's different sounds. That's more the das in a very, very powerful way. And that, and then you can connect to the concept of dvorim hayotzim and alev nechnachzim alev. Right? Things that leave the heart, enter, right? Words, classically means, if you're giving over, you're talking to somebody, if the words are coming from my heart, I really mean it, there, it's more likely it's going to go into the other person's heart. Right? If you really mean it, because there's a certain energy, there's a certain tone, there's a certain kavana. Kivun means like a direction. So if I'm speaking words from my heart, then likely it will go into the other person's heart. So even deeper, not dvarim like diburim, but dvarim hayotzim min halev, kol that comes from the lev, from the heart, kol nechnasim halev, can even go into your own heart. We're going to talk about it in a second, going into a Kodesh Baruch Hu's heart, kivyachol. But a person can be ma'or himself, Rabbi Nachman speaks about, that when a person even sings a song without any words, he hums himself, some niggin comes down, it can be ma'or him, can arouse him, inspire him in a very, very powerful way, to ruchness. So Rabbi Nachman says, Vayiter.
So where is the connection from that das can change your emotions? That when you have das, then you can have an emotional reaction to it. Where is that? Like, what's that based on?
Any. Let's say a person wants to become happy. Well, let's say he wants to be happy. So, you tell the person. I'm just making it up now. You tell the person. Let's say you tell the person you won the lottery. He's like, okay, yeah, sure, I won the lottery. He says, no. You really, really won the lottery. And then and then he's like, okay, yeah, okay, fine. Not so excited. All right, maybe I believe you. And then you show him the ticket. You show him the number that he mamish got it. Now he has it in his das. Like, oh, this is true. What's going to happen to his heart? He's finally going to be happy. Right? Because that's the next step. From the true understanding of something turns into the emotions. Now, often we're on automatic. So we believe in a lot of narishkeit, and therefore our emotions are all over the place. But when you learn these types of sugyas, and you understand that we actually have control over our emotions through the das, which really comes from Chochma Bina, which really comes from Keser, when you learn the system, you can control your emotional state. Just because somebody lost the money doesn't mean you have to be sad. Who said? When did losing money become equal sad? What about when a person, we discussed this once, I don't know if it was in this Chabura, but you have the new concept called hangry, right? He's hungry, therefore he's angry. Who said hungry means angry? When did that become?
That's why this guy punched the girl in the face. And today is,
on the subway?
No, it was a 9-year-old girl. They asked him, this deranged guy, who they had let out. He said, I punched the girl in the face, I was hungry.
Makes sense.
And you know what? It could maybe hangry is now a new thing that could get you, can get you out in court. You can,
you
could be acquitted. I don't know. No, there's no das. No das. But that's the point. See, hunger doesn't equal anger. It never did and never will. But you see a lot of people who are angry. Why? Because I'm hungry. A lot of kids. Classic, right? Make sure they eat lunch. Because if they don't eat lunch.
Adults,
I know. It's true.
If someone, you know. This is very true.
Okay.
The chassid from Muncie, I'll never forget, he showed up in my office. I told him, don't come. I'm not doing it. I want to do the deal. Don't come. They come in with a posse.
And a babka?
They came with cookies.
And the babka.
And nuts. And they sit down at the table. And they push it on the table.
For bringing.
And you start
talking.
You know, munching. Yeah. By the time your sugar levels are up, you know, everything that you said out the window, and they're smart as hell.
Yeah.
No. Awesome. People don't understand.
Not formal education. You can't be. You can't learn that in school.
Right. I mean, so.
Because also we know food goes right to the belly, right? And that's.
Yeah. No, but they.
Right
they,
to the heart.
Their minds. Are so attuned based on learning.
So good.
Based on learning.
Okay.
How to achieve a certain a plateau.
Because they catch you. But the point is that what we create as both cheshbonos is lav dafka true. But when you have no das, when you're not thinking, so therefore your hunger becomes anger. If you think about it, I'm hungry now. Yes, I'm hungry. Do I enjoy this state of being? I do not enjoy this state of being. I don't like to be hungry. So, sir, you should be angry. Why should I be angry? No, because you're hungry. He says, well, I don't like being in this position. It's a little uncomfortable, but why should I become angry because of that? Right? This person has das. He's thinking through the situation. When you don't think, hungry equals anger, you know, and we can go on with those. But das is that faculty that allows us. It's you need das to live life properly. You need to understand. That's why it says v'nitzak, when Klal Yisrael cried out, v'yishma es kol Hashem, heard their voice, v'yishma es kolenu, he heard their voice. They didn't say words. They finally got to the deepest tefillah, a tefillah beyond words. V'hakom or hadas, and we just said kol mor hadas. Rashi says on the spot, v'yishma kolenu, Hashem heard their voice, v'abrocha sheberachnu avinu hakol kol Yaakov. The call Yaakov, this deep voice of Yaakov Avinu, happens to be gematria. Sorry, it came down. Kol, if you take out one vav, kol is gematria tzak. Right, it's the deepest kol, is the tzak, is the crying out from a very deep place, like the kol shofar, like the yidden became the shofar. They're calling out. It was like a shvarim, right? Shvarim, they're broken. Their mom is broken. Hashem hears that. In Shemos. Few psukim, right? Let's go through the few psukim here. Vayi b'yom harab imahem. This is the source of it all. Vayi b'yom harab imahem. There are many days of Mitzrayim. V'yom asmelach Mitzrayim, and the king of Mitzrayim died. V'ya'anchu b'nei Yisrael avoda. They groaned from the avoda. V'yizaku. It's like tzak, and they screamed out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'tal shav osam, and their shava and their cry went up. El ha'lukim in avoda. Right, so they vayanchu vayizaku shavos went up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's response? The call is meorer. The call of Klal Yisrael was meorer, a response in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayishma Elokim es naakosam. Hashem heard. Vayizkor Elokim es brisa, and he remembered the bris. We'll get back to the bris in a minute. As Avram yes, Yaakov. Vayar Elokim. And then he saw, as Bnei Israel, Vayeda Elokim. And then he knew. So the call was Ma'orer. Hashem heard, Hashem remembered, Hashem saw, and Hashem knew. Shemia, Yizkor, Vayar, his eyes, right? Shemia is the ears. Vayizkor is the head, the mind, the thinking. Vayar is the eyes. And then what's the end of the system of the mochin? Das vayeda elokim. So the call of Klal Yisrael was ma'ora, the das of a Kodesh Baruch. Now what happens when you have das? Das hits the
emotions.
In the emotions, the heart. So what does Rashi say on the pasuk? What does Rashi say on the pasuk? Vayeda elokim. Am I remember? Vayeda elokim, Hashem knew. Nosan aleim leiv velo ha'elim einav. Hashem placed his heart, kivyachol, on them. Because the call of Klal Yisrael was ma'or the das of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which was ma'or Hashem's heart. Ki'ilu, he became emotional. And now he wanted to help them. Right? Then what happened? Vayishloch malach. Hashem sent a malach. Who's the malach? Zemoshe. Pechinas das. Because Moshe is the head of the door, Deya. He's the Ish Das. So the Das of a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets sent down. Who's the next level of Das under a Kadosh Baruch Hu? His trustworthy messenger. The messenger of Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Bechina of Das. So the call of Klal Yisrael was Ma'or Kadosh Baruch Hu's Das, down to the point where Hashem then wanted to be Megale his Das, revealed Das, which is who? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the revealed Das of Hashem. Right? The Torah is the inner Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which became revealed as he gave us the Torah. But then who explained everything? Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the messenger to explain what Hashem truly, truly wants. Hashem's Das. Yes? Vayidei, his Galus Adas, and through this his Galus Adas, again, Moshe Rabbeinu is the revelation of Hashem's Das. Das 2.0. Oz Vayotzienu. Then they were taken out. So Rabbi Nachman is seeing from the Hishtalshalis, he's going to teach something very, very important. From the Kol of Klal Yisrael, which started the whole thing, it was Ma'orer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kol is Ma'orer Das. It's Ma'orer Kavana. Hashem's Das. It's like a kid crying out. If he's really crying in pain, it wakes the parents up. And the parents then feel for the kid. Then they want to do something. What do? They try to help the kid with using their Das. So same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal is just calling out like children. Kol, from the heart. Dvarim HaYotzim Min HaLev. It wakes up a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his Das, goes down to Hashem's Lev, Nasan, right? Aleim Lev, which is Dvarim HaYotzim in a Lev, Klal Yisrael, the Kol, goes Nichnasim the Lev of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, through Hashem's Das. Yes, everybody following? And then Hashem wants to reveal, he wants to help them out, because now he feels for them. So what does he do? He does an act of Das. What's the greatest act of Das? Send Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Bechina of Das. It's like the doctor. You go, the kid's sick, he's crying out, you take him to the doctor. Because the doctor has the Das to know what to do. No? This is exactly what's going on over here. Unbelievable, no? Mamash, unbelievable. So now, after this, this is beautiful Torah. Beautiful. But then, what do we do with that? So Rav Nachman says, it's just the most pashut thing in the world. If we follow what's going on, he says, u'bishvil zeh, based on this, Kol being Ma'orer Das, Das is then sent down to the Lev and then sent down to the Das. Ubishvil ze Omrim Esa Haggadah Bekol Ram. When you read the Haggadah, read it Bekol Ram. Say it out loud like you mean it. Not like we sometimes read it to our kids. Say it Bekol Ram. With vigor, with energy, right? Mean it. What? That's got to, you got to take a nap beforehand. Got to take a nap beforehand. Right? Bekol Ram means not just the dibur, but it's the tone. It's the energy level. It's coming from here. Mean it. Even if you say the words, if you add energy to it, the Dvarim HaYotzim and Alev, it goes into the kids. Even if you don't even know what you're saying, and you have to then read the English translation, let's just say, the very fact that you're into it, the words have more energy, they sparkle. Kids are like, oh, look what's going on over here. This is exciting. Right, we're telling over a story. So you have the people tell over stories. So one time, there was a guy, and he went to work, and he was, and these Hasidim came to him, and they tried to sell him on something. And they said they brought him a babka, or you could tell a story. And one day there was a man; he was so up. He just said, "Get out of my office!" And then they said, "No, we're not coming. We have a babka for you." He says, "Okay, a babka. I'll let you in for the babka." You tell the story like that, with energy, with tone, with emotion. It's a different world. Right? The greatest storytellers in the world are not people who spoke like this, even if it's a great story. If you speak like a monotone, it's not really going to go that well. Even if you speak a million miles an hour, and if you have the greatest things to say, the entire world is a lot of das, no one really cares what you're saying because you're not exciting. Right? So, Bekol Ram, you're telling over a story. It's a mitzvah called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is not an intellectual class about, all the ins and outs of Mitzrayim and whatever, and the halachas. You're telling a story. It's supposed to be pashut. It's Pashit Amun. It's telling over the story like it happened. But say it like a story. Sipur. So Menachem says, "Ubishvil zeh omrim esa gadol b'kol ram." Say it b'kol ram. Ki ha-geula ha-yisai de kol. The whole geula, the redemption from Mitzrayim was through kol. Because v'nitzak, the kol, was Ma'or Hashem's das. The das of Hashem was Ma'or his lave. Then he was Ma'or Moshe Rabbeinu, the das, to then take them out. V'yotzeinu. So again, what started the geula? Kol. The v'nitzak. So if we read the Haggadah, Vinitzak, then we're saying over a story that has an ending of Geula. But if you don't say V'nitzak, if you're not saying B'kol Ram, then everybody fell asleep at the table and they're all still in Gaulis. Right? If we want people to get out of Mitzrayim, Mitzorim, Golas Hadibur, Golas Hadas, you have to say the Haggadah. Very poshut. Say it out loud. He didn't say you have to understand fancy Divrei Torah, 58 Haggadahs, everything like on your table, like have all... No. Just read the Haggadah loud, with energy. Yes, it's good to know the translation beforehand. That would be the best. Everybody's asking me, what Haggadah do you use? I say, Maxwell House. Maxwell House. Okay, so nowadays art scrolls like a little math. Hebrew, English. Simple. Simple. Okay, a little few props, throw some things at your kids or something, you know. But just, if you say it, read it like it's a sipur, with Koram, then you have a gula at the end.
There's got to be 20 Haggadahs when you walk into Judea.
20? There's 20,000 Haggadahs. 20. No, you only saw the first section.
Display. That's the display.
Right?
Also in the back.
So, B'shvil Zeh Omer Mesa Haggadah Ki HaGu'ula Yisaydeh Kol, because gula come from Kol. B'chines V'yishmas Kol, Hashem heard their voice. The voice. U'B'shvil Zeh Nikras B'shem Haggadah, he says another Nakuda. That's why we call the whole, the book that we use called the Haggadah, to tell over a story. Also, L'horos HaTikun HaBris. Remember, the whole reason when we got into Golus Mitzrayim, we didn't explain it before, but when Menachem says Vayotzienu, and we got out in the beginning, Ki Begama Brisu Begama Das, forgot to mention, that tells us if getting out was getting out of the Begama Bris Begama Das, that means we got into Mitzrayim because of some Begam HaBris, whatever that means. Whatever that means exactly, it's not for now. But that means the Golus started, the Golus HaDas and the Golus HaDibur started because of a Golus HaBris. A Pagama Bris. Right? Just take that at face value right now. We can't go into that now. So if we want to get out of the Pagama Bris, you know what I mean? Or the Das. And how do you do that? Through the Dibur, through the Kol. Okay, good. So he's telling us that the Haggadah in general, which is a Geula from a Pagam HaBris, which is Mitzrayim, the word Haggadah also, Lahoras Atikun HaBris, is in it's a Bechina. The word Haggadah is teaching us about Tikkun HaBris. How? B'bechinas, Vayaged Lachem Ez Briso. The Pasuk in Devarim says, tell over them the Bris. What's that referring to? Pasuk says, Vayaged Lachem Ez Briso. Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the people the Bris. Asher Tziva Eschem La'asos Aseres HaDvorim Yaseres HaDibros Vayichtevim Al Shnei Luchos Avanim. The Bris between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Torah. So the word Haggadah, Vayaged Lachem is a bris. Tell them over the bris. Again, a bris that connects. So the word Haggadah means bris. Of course, it's a bris between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We got into this whole mess in Mitzrayim because of a Pagama bris. So the whole Tikkun of Gula is the Gulas HaBris. How do you do that? With a Haggadah. What's the Haggadah? Magid. Through Dibor, through Kol. What does that do? It's Ma'or, the Das of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not Ma'or is Lev. More the Das of the Yishlach Malachim Moshe Rabbeinu to get us out. So that's exactly what's going on in a big way. That's what's going on in the Haggadah. We have a beautiful Eitzah, how to get out. To go from no Das to Das, from no Dibur to Dibur, say it Bekol, say the Haggadah, Bekol Ram, and then you get, then that's a Gula. That itself is a Gula. It's the same thing when you daven. Person daven's lazy, he's a gornished. If he davens out loud, even if he doesn't even know what he's saying, it shows you mean it. I don't know what it means. I don't know what the words mean. But I know it's important. I believe in it. And I know Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what I'm saying, even though I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm not going to trick myself and say that I do know what I'm saying. I don't. But the very fact that I'm saying it like I mean it, that itself is a big zach. Don't throw that out. It's a big thing. So the same thing by the Haggadah. Say it b'korah. We should all be freed, and we should have the ultimate tikkun with the gula shleim here, and we should also be able to say it for the Seder.